I want to talk to you about how dumb copywriting can actually make you a better copywriter. How dumbing yourself down can make you a better copywriter. there's actually a ton of thought and context behind this, which is kind of the point of it. And that's what we're going to go deep into in today's episode.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so I was, looking at yet another person's copy and reviewing it and thinking, this person writes well, but they write too smart. They write too smart. They aim their copy at kind of too high of an intellect. And the reality is that you probably write too smart too. I definitely come from a background where I wrote too smart, and it's been 15 years like unwinding those writing habits from my own system. So part of the reason that I'm thinking about this right now is I just have been watching the Ken Burns like 6-hour documentary film on Hemingway, Ernest Hemingway. And in a time where most writers prided themselves on the complexity of their writing, Hemingway just wrote simple, straightforward. These are the facts. This is what's going on. This is what you see in the room. This is the words coming out of people's mouths. This is just a very direct presentation of the images in his head, essentially. And it was revolutionary because it was so eminently readable for being something that was considered to be literature. I mean, he was friends with people who wrote wildly great literature, and he chose this completely different path that did not read like literature. And I guess for reference, well, let me show you this thing that was mentioned in the course of the Ken Burns thing. So Hemingway was a journalist, and he made his living most of the time as a journalist until he became a famous writer, and then he would make money off of his creative writing. And very early on, he worked for the Kansas City Star, and I'm going to show you this document that I found. So I'll include a link in the description to actually download this PDF. So when you work for a newspaper, you get a style sheet given to you. And the style sheet is this is how we write here. And you're supposed to learn those rules, and you're supposed to abide by those rules. And Hemingway, as a young journalist, he learned these rules. And later on, he would say, these are the best rules I ever learned in the business of writing. And so this was this comes from like 1915, 1917, 1918. And if you look closely, there's a lot of things that reflect the racist culture of the time and so on. If you acknowledge that it comes from that time period, but also contains some really interesting writing advice, that is, that's my point in sharing it. So I love how this opens. Use short sentences. Use short first paragraphs. Use vigorous English. Be positive, not negative. Even just those four sentences as the introduction to this is a very powerful introduction to Hemingway style writing. And I open this with dumb copywriting, right? You should be writing dumb copywriting. And the point is that in dumbing something down, And you know, that it's both an intentional and an unfortunate choice of words, because we often think of, oh, if somebody writes simply, they're dumbing it down. But the reality is that when you are, it actually takes more intelligence to be able to say the same thing simply than to say it in a complex manner. And so I am certain that somebody in an academic, from an academic perspective, could come up with a very superfluous way to describe how we should use short sentences. Always write in fewer words. If fewer words can convey the meaning of the same statement said in more words, I mean, okay, use short sentences, right? Use short first paragraphs. We're trying to get to the meat, to get someone reading, to get someone pulled into the story. And that's what good journalism does. And then you go through this, and there's all sorts of different rules that are designed just to create consistency in the writing, but also to create clarity in the writing and to avoid many common mistakes. So one of the things that came up fairly early was, let's see, where is this? And there's actually a typo in this document, which is kind of funny. Watch your sequence of tenses. He said he knew the truth, not he said he knows the truth. And I've seen this in writing quite often. And I think that often it would be missed today, except for in the most egregious of mistakes that people make around this. But I've certainly seen people over the course of, let's say, a section of copywriting, bouncing between tenses. And you can switch from talking about the past to talking about the present to talking about the future. You just have to do it intentionally. And so there's all sorts of different rules in here that Hemingway said made him a much better writer, and that can that I believe can make you a better writer too. Because the focus is on simplicity. The focus is on how do I convey this same message in as simple of a way as possible. And so, you know, you can call it dumbing it down, but there's a virtue in simple writing. And a reference from outside of the world of writing that I like to think about is Einstein. So in trying to describe how the universe and matter and energy and everything works, prior to Einstein and his theory of relativity, there were all these complex equations that tried to define how everything worked. And then Einstein simplified it all down to this E equals MC squared. And he said, this is how we determine the energy of this. And this equation represented so much about physics and the way that it was a huge leap forward in our understanding of physics at the time by presenting this whole complexity of nature and the physical world in this very simple equation. And it took a brilliant mind to be able to take all of that complexity and identify what is the simplest way that this can be represented. And the same thing applies to, you know, Hemingway style writing. And one of the biggest virtues and one of the biggest bits of magic that comes out of this type of writing is that you are taking responsibility for not being misunderstood in your writing. So you don't be misunderstood. It is your job as the writer to not be misunderstood. And so when I think back at a lot of the writing that I did when I came from this academic background, I wrote things in such a complex way that it was on the reader to to like dig into it and piece it together and to connect dots and to like really ponder it deeply to understand it. And in some ways, that's being very disrespectful of the reader, because if you have a message that you want to share, it's your responsibility to make it easy for them to understand. And the more complex that message is, the more smarts it actually takes to simplify it to a point where the widest possible audience can understand it. And, you know, this has been something that, you know, Hemingway's not original. I think, I actually think Halbert, Gary Halbert, to a large degree, held up Hemingway as a hero. I mean, Halbert went and lived in the Florida Keys. Like, Hemingway lived in the Florida Keys and lived on a boat and spent time on a boat. And Halbert actually even looked like an older Hemingway, like an older Halbert looked like an older Hemingway. And I think that Halbert really held up Hemingway as one example of somebody that, that he really tried to emulate also in his writing. And so Halbert wrote in simple ways and told stories in a similar way to Hemingway, and other copywriters have written in as simple of a way as possible. And then Mark Ford even did an analysis of investment newsletters where he found that the renewal rates, like people bought second year, third year subscriptions, and he was actually able to predict renewal rates based on the grade level of the writing. So the writing was analyzed through a grade level analysis. What grade do you have to be in for this to be easy to understand? And if it wasn't like grade 7.5 or below, the renewal rates would suffer significantly. And so then he made it a rule that all copywriting that you put out has to be at least grade 7 or below. And most good copywriters today are trying to write in anywhere from like third grade up to about fifth or sixth grade, just to make sure that the message is easy to understand for the widest possible audience. And all of these things that you can do will only just help your audience engage with your message. And then by engaging with your message, that opens up the possibility that they're able to respond. And I even think today I'm seeing more and more evidence and hearing more and more evidence, although it's mostly anecdotal, that there's something to be said for a simple voice beyond just the pure simplicity of language. I think of it as like social media type copywriting, bro type copyright, although I hate the whole bro culture, whatever thing, but this really like simple, like, hey, you know, we're in this together. And it's the same as like Gary Halbert and John Carlton talked about barstool copywriting, you know, hanging out with somebody who knows the topic, just having a beer and them telling you what they're most excited about. Like, it's this informal style of copywriting that is going to automatically be told in a simpler voice, a simpler set of language. It's going to be told in simpler ways. There might be some jargon included, but in general, all the concepts are brought down to the most broadly understandable level. All of this that you can do to dumb down your copywriting, and I'm saying that acknowledging that dumbing it down is widely perceived as like a negative thing. Like, if we say we're dumbing something down, that's usually not a compliment. But the more that you can do to dumb down your copywriting, to make it as easy to read as possible, no matter who your audience is, the better the copywriting will tend to do. And so, you know, I'll include a link to that PDF for the Star copy style from the Kansas City Star, the newspaper style sheet that Hemingway learned from. Also, there's a really cool app if you don't use it already. It's called it's the Hemingway app. And I actually, you know, I think of Hemingway often because of this app, where you can actually just copy and paste your writing into this app, and it will give you all sorts of pointers. Number one, it'll tell you what the grade level that your writing is at, but it will also point out to you, oh, this is a very complex sentence. This is a somewhat complex sentence. This is passive language versus active language. And it points out all these opportunities to write in this simpler style that is easier to engage with for a broader audience. And in general, you know, my experience and that of so many other copywriters is the more of your own smarts that you can put into making your writing dumb, the more effective your copywriting will be. And so I highly recommend that for you. What do you think? Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know, like, do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you hate this advice even as you begrudgingly follow it? You know, I've been in that camp for a long time. I'm learning to embrace the advice more recently. Or, you know, what are your takeaways? What are your action items? What are you going to do? Also, leave a, you know, let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this advice and why. What are your, what are your action items and takeaways? Tap the like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly. And subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. Get more copywriting advice, marketing advice, you know, everything that's made me successful as a direct response marketer. Also, you can go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com to get my daily episode notifications, plus more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.